Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When we came here on divine mission with a divine plan and a divine purpose, a path meant to be walked in our authenticity. But along the way, life happened. Generational patterns got in the way. Systemic barriers showed up, and we were left to adapt and adopt imprints, stories, and survival modes that were never meant to define us forever. Here, we hold space, sacred space, to heal those narratives, those traumas, those generational and systemic barriers, guiding you back home to your true divine self and your soul's calling. This is the Soul Work Podcast, your home for healing with love, so you can live out your soul work in truth and power. Welcome to Soul Work with Love, the podcast, where soul meets strategy, spirit meets systems, and healing becomes your legacy. What's up, my beautiful souls? Welcome back to Soul Work with Love, the podcast. My name is Love Ashley Elaine, and I am here to be your guide, to be your favorite pink sheep, to guide you through all things healing, spirituality, and purpose. This episode is super, super important and dope because I have launched Release and Rise Coaching. Yes, this episode, we are diving into the sacredness of pausing, right? The invitation to pause and remember who you are, who you were before the world started saying you got to be this, you got to be that, you got to have this, you got to have that. So, prepare your mind, body, your spirit, get your tea, and let's get into it. Beautiful souls, the time has come. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Release and Rise is officially here. Yes, this is a sacred 6-week coaching experience designed for women who are healers, helpers, visionaries, creatives, entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs who are tired of dimming their light, ready to tap into their fullest potential, and ready to rise into the fullness of their calling, utilizing and revitalizing those gifts so that they can approach their work in a brand new way. In this space, we don't just talk about transformation, we actually embody it. We honor both the release and the rise, the breaking open and the becoming of your wholeness. Because transformation isn't always pretty and it's definitely not easy, but when it's held in sacred community, it becomes so powerful beyond whatever it could ever be measured up against. But what makes Release and Rise different? Sis, it's not just this fun little thing that I came up with. It's not just all spiritual. It's not all woo-woo. It is evidence-based. Yes, your girl is smart. We have weaved in the trans-theoretical model of behavior change to support you throughout actual, real, and authentic, lasting transformation. And as we move deeper into this new earth and the way things are being done and the new ways of doing, we are being called to return to the sacred truth of our divine being and those gifts that we have been given. The portal is open now. Like it's open now. It's going to be good. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be exciting. It's going to make you touch some depths. if this is what you are needing, if you're sensing it, if you're feeling it, if your soul is calling you to it, we begin on October 1st. You have been waiting for a sign, and I believe this is it. I believe this is your sign. Don't walk, run, go to the show notes and go ahead and click on that link so that you can go ahead and step inside. I will see you on October 1st. And welcome back to Soul Work with Love, the podcast. I am so happy to be here. I love that I get to do this, and I just have just a moment of gratitude. Thank you to all of you that continue to trust me to be your guide, that tune in every week. None of my numbers are just in the United States, which makes me feel like a low-key superstar and grateful at the same time, because who knows me in the Netherlands? Riddle me this. I am just excited for what this is doing, where this is going, and all the things. So please, please, please make sure you tap in. 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever, leave feedback. I want this to continue to grow. I am shifting a lot personally, but also shifting a lot prophetically and spiritually and creatively and in community. So like, tap in for sure. Please tap in for sure. I just got this download. I'm going to put my email address in the show notes. Because I want to also create space for questions. I want to create space for people to be able to reach out to me for comments, concerns, whatever it is. Like, I'm not one against, that's against anything. Against whatever. But I want to, I don't know why that just came to me, but I'm going to put my email in the show notes also, because I want people to be able to write in. I want people to be able to send questions, send emails, whatever it is. Because I want to keep creating what is needed. I can come off the dome and create whatever I want, what I feel like is needed. But when I have the people involved and you're building community, you go with what the community needs. So this episode is your invitation. This is your invitation for you to find sacredness in pausing. When we find sacredness in pausing, we give ourselves permission to remember who we are beyond motherhood, beyond community work, beyond a spouse, beyond a daughter, beyond all of these titles, beyond a CEO, beyond all of those. Who were you created to be before you were placed into your mother's womb? I know I talk about this a lot, but I think it's important for us to remember, because we're living in a world that is so power driven that it's if you have this and this, then you're this and this. But if you don't have this and this, then you're not this and this. Like, it's very much you are what your identity is. But the identity is titles. The identity is the mask. The identity is all of these things that honestly can change tomorrow, right? You can be the CEO of a company today and no longer be the CEO tomorrow. Hello, Mr. Target. You can be a mother today, knocking on wood, never want anything to happen, and that change tomorrow. Right? You're still a nurturer though, right? I think sometimes we forget that some of these titles actually come from who we are as divine beings, right? The giftings that we have. Not every mother is a nurturer. Let's just throw that out there, right? So this episode, we're going to be talking about why the sacred pause matters, how to begin remembering who you are and your divinity within that pause, and then detaching from the surface, right? Why is it important to detach? I've been in this deep practice of the law of detachment, right? It's like anything I'm doing, it's like I want to put it out there, but also detach from it because I don't want to be so fixated on the outcome that I miss what is being transformed within me, what is happening in real time, right? When we're not detached from the outcome, or detached from like future, or like we have to detach, right? That law of detachment is very, very real. So when we talk about the sacred pause, we're talking about removing what this world has been, what it is, what it's conditioned us to think and believe. And that there's reward for constant doing, right? Like you have to constantly be doing and then do a certain way, like not your way, but the way that other people want you to do. And like the performing and the achieving is all going to give you a gold medal. Let me tell you something. There's no gold medal at the end of this. Like not one. We have one life. We have one. I want to live so deep in the truth of my being that when I wake up in the morning, I have no other option but to walk in that version. Right? I've even said that when it comes to motherhood, because it's almost like this thing where as a mother, yes, there's sacrifices involved. Yes, there's, you know, there's things involved in being a mother. And what I've witnessed is when mothers don't detach themselves from what I guess that societal role or norm is, there's regret, there's guilt, there's shame, there's jealousy, there's all these other things that happen on the back end that end up disdaining sometimes that relationship or can be passed on. Like the last episode, I talked a lot about those generational patterns, or not last episode, last few episodes, right? We've been talking about releasing those generational patterns. And what I've learned is if I take good care of me and remember who I am as a person, not as a mother, as a person, then I can only get better as a mother. I can only get better as a partner. I can only get better as a business owner. I can only get better as a speaker. I can only get better as a student. I can only get better in all of these other realms. Why? Because I remember who I am. I am soft. I am a nurturer. I am a lover. I am playful, right? I have a kid-like spirit. Remembering all of those things at the divine surface, at the depths of me, is what's going to allow me to step into these other roles with authenticity and be able to maneuver through them the way that I need to, instead of putting on this mask and pretending that the role is who I am. No, I make the role. I make the role. That's like putting on an outfit and someone not liking it, and it's like, oh, it doesn't look good on you, but you love it because it's not about the outfit. It's about you. It's about you. Who are you? So that sacred pause is a reminder that there's no reward for constantly doing and performing and achieving and showing up in ways that are draining you. You're drained because it's not authentic. You're drained because you're trying to show and prove. And who are you trying to show and prove to? Right? It's one thing if you're trying to show and prove to yourself. And even in that, it's like, I know what I'm walking with. I don't need to overly perform even with myself, right? Because who I am when I'm by myself, I am that person when I show up around other people. like it or love it or not, right? If you hate yourself in private, you're going to hate yourself in public and turn that into hate for other people. Another reason why this sacred pause matters is because your soul didn't come here just to produce things. We didn't come here just to do. We came here to be, to experience joy, and to share your gifts and the alignment with your divine calling. In my notes, I also have to experience abundance. And as I was writing it, I even said to myself, I was like, well, the most abundant thing you can do is be present with self and be in honor, and honor the truth of your being. That quote will never leave me. And I'm so glad that I heard it when I did. The truth of wholeness is when the truth of your being matches the way of your being, right? So if you're trying to do first, 444, if you're trying to do first before you become, before you be, it's not going to align, because you're trying, that's like trying to fit a size, someone who wears like a size 11 into a size 7. You can't think your way down into a size 7, because that's not what your being is, right? Why would you want to shrink yourself back? So the most abundant thing you can do is be, know what your giftings are, and share those so unapologetically with the world. And here's a note, your purpose is also you, like how you, like who you are. So if you are very in tune with who you are, right, and not what trauma has made you, not what anger had, not the anger that you've allowed to reside in your body, right, loosen up your shoulders, take a nice big inhale, deep breath, release all of that excess baggage, the shit you don't need, and come back home to your true self. Who are you at the soul level? And be that person. The role is not going to matter. Be that person. The abundance is in who you are at a soul level. And there you find your gifts. You are Pandora's box. Your soul is Pandora's box. When you tap into that box, you find all of everything and can lead with that space. Right? When we're always talking about aura and energy, it's because people have unlocked who they are at a core level. But the people that haven't, you can feel that on them too. You can feel the nastiness and their disdain and the unhealed trauma. It actually has a smell to it too. It's pretty gross. This new earth doesn't want hustle. That shit is played out. You can't hustle your way into becoming. You can't hustle your way into identity. Right? When you are so clear on who you are and have connected to the depth of that person, that being, that energy, that person of source, right? That creative, you see hustle differently. You don't have to work as hard. You don't have to work as hard. You work hard, right? There's a difference between hustling to get and hustling to be, right? When you know who you are and what you're meant to do, that hustle is different. That hustle is different. That hustle is very different. I've experienced the hustle where it's like, I gotta work, I gotta make money, and was still fucking burnt out. 3 mental health leaves later, still burnt out. Doing jobs that I loved, love working in the children and family sector, love being a caseworker, loved working with Head Start, loved working with the teachers at Head Start. I loved all of the jobs that I've had, but they still were not enough. They were not creating the space for me to be all of who I needed to be. And sometimes the spaces that we need to be in, you gotta create it on your own. Some people have to create their own space, or some people were created to create their own space so that they can live in the fullness of their gifts and their callings and their being. That is abundance. That is abundance. And when that happens, you draw people to you. There's people that want to support you. There's people that want to love you. There's people that want to talk to you. There's people that want to learn from you. There's people that want to watch you. You get all kinds of people. So this new earth is not about hustle. This new earth wants, who are you underneath that mask? This new earth wants the real deal. Who are you for real? Who are you for real? Who are you underneath all of the designer? Who are you underneath all of the trauma? Who are you underneath the mask? Who are you underneath all of that? Right. And I think last week I also talked about like not identifying with your emotions, but allowing your emotions to be identifiers for what you need to sit with, what you need to be with, what information is being brought to you. This new earth wants us to lose the mask and drop in deeper. If you've ever taken a yoga class with me, or if you've been listening for a while on any like of my social media, my content here, I always say, get out of the mind, drop into the body. And when I say drop into the body, it's not your physical body, right? We have the feels there, but go deeper. Like even for me now saying that, it's like, ooh, no, go deeper. There's juice. It's juicier beneath all of that stuff. Go deeper. Who are you beyond this body? Come out of the mind, drop into the body, go deeper within the body, go down into the soul. Where are you there? Go into the core of you. Where are you there? That solar plexus. Tap into that fire space. Connect there, that like where the intuition lives also. This new earth is calling us to go there. Not the surface pretty stuff. None of that. Transformation is not pretty. And if you want to live in your authenticity, if you want to live in the truth of your being, the divine version that you came here to be, with the divine gifts you came to use, right? Be, have, do. I probably am going to say that every single episode, which at this point, it's fine. I hate repeating myself. And of course, I became a mother and a teacher. So God gets the last laugh. But this new earth wants the depths. It wants the real you. I don't know if you follow, if anybody follows like the astrology that's been going on. I'm recording this on September 1st and Saturn just moved into Pisces. So there's a lot of like empty space of us not knowing what to do, how to move, like the blueprint of what we've once had is gone. It has been completely stripped. And not everybody is aware of it. Not everybody can see it, sense it, feel it. But me and some of my girlies, like there's text messages going back and forth. We're like, hey, do you feel that? Do you feel that? Something's different. Something's changed. Like the underlying of what we once knew is gone. That is because we are meant to create something new. We are meant to create something new. We are meant to come into the core of us so that we can build a something completely different than what we are seeing. Pay attention to what is happening in the White House, for crying out loud. Like all of this destruction is happening for a reason. For a reason. For a reason. So allow yourself to pause and allow that pause to be beautiful. Allow it to be sacred. Allow that cocoon to be where you allow the death of who you always thought you were supposed to be take place. And you come into the rising of who you were always called to be. Those are two completely different people. They might look the same. Right. Remember last week we talked about honoring your unrecognizable growth, like owning that. But the more you move into it, the more you own it, the more you transform, the more you say later for that old version of myself and everything and everybody that came with it. the more you start stepping into the fierceness and the truthness of your divinity, of that, of who you were created to be. So how do we begin remembering? How does this even work? Pause. Pause. Are you giving yourself time to pause? Are you giving yourself those moments to be still? Because in that pause is also where you find the abundance of peace. And when you find peace, you find truth. When you find truth, you find alignment. Where you find alignment, you find the ability to be unstoppable. I'm such a systematic person. I love it here. In that pause, check in with yourself, right? We talked about emotions, not us being emotions or identifying with them, but allowing them to tell us what we need to pay attention to. That check-in can also be, am I happy with where I am? Am I actually living in authentic joy? Where do I need to pull back? Where do I need to shift? Where do I need to add in? What does my daily routine consist of that allows me to really see the evidence of the abundance? Because the evidence of what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling is what I'm internalizing inside. And am I happy with what I'm seeing? Am I happy with what I'm doing? Am I happy with how I am being? Check in with your daily rituals, right? What is your daily ritual of presence? Do you have a daily ritual of presence? Or are we just getting out of bed and getting to it? And that's going to change. There was a moment where I was meditating 3 times a day, but I needed it in that space. I needed it in that moment. There's times where I just get up and I just go sit outside and I squirrel watch now. It is so much fun. I watch the squirrels and I'm like, they're exhausting. Like, the squirrels remind me why I don't want to move so fast, why I like to slow down, why I prayed for my mornings to move slow and to have control over how my mornings move. I love waking up whenever I want to. And it's never, listen, when I say waking up whenever I want to, I'm not waking up after 7 o'clock. Like, it's on even when I have nothing to do, I'm not waking up after 7 o'clock. So that's just what it is, no matter what time I go to bed. But I enjoy being able to go sit outside before the world even wakes up and feel into whatever that energy is, whatever that space is, whatever that comfort is, whatever that call is. Whatever that silence is so different. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Right? What is your daily ritual of presence? I'm sure I've probably recommended this often, but the book, The Power of Now, is always going to be my top recommendation. Another book that I will recommend, I'm still reading it, but it's really, really good, Being Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. Powerful book. And really understanding why it's important to remember the us that is unattached from the titles and the labels and the things and all of this other stuff. And then act. When you come into that place of your ritual, your daily ritual of presence, right? And you're starting to remember who you are at a soul level, act as that person, be that energetic person, be that source, right? Who you remember you are. When you're in that moment of presence and you start to remember who you are at a soul level, be that person, act from that place. Act from your soul, not from your title. When you act from your soul, the title doesn't matter. how you address the title, how you move through the title is what happens. When you act from the title, there's disconnection. There's no empathy. There's no understanding of the connection between you and the role. What is this title asking of you? It's just another title at this point. So detaching from the surface, when we detach the labels, titles, and stories of pain, we allow ourselves to remember our why, right? We start to have a perspective shift on those narratives and the stories and the things that we've endured. I got a notification from CoStar yesterday that was just basically telling me, or no, was it CoStar? No, it was the Pattern app. It was basically talking about my Chiron being in my chart. And Chiron is all about the wounded healer. And I've always, before I even really got into like the depths of spirituality and astrology and all of that, I used to say to myself, I used to ask God questions about why he allowed me to experience so much pain, right? I think about the story of Job, where he lost everything, but he still glorified God. He still honored God. He still kept his heart open. He still stayed grateful. He still, like, his posture was still really beautiful, even though he endured so much pain, right? And then the back end of that was that he got everything back. Getting everything back, you're not getting the same things, but you're getting more than what you had before. So that's something to also sit with, right? But I used to ask God, like, why is it that I endure so much pain? Like, I feel like I've experienced almost just about any and everything that can hit the body. Almost, I don't want to experience nothing else. Like, I don't want to experience no other crazy shit. I want the celebrations now. Like, I want the wins. I want the jackpots. I want that stuff. And I remember hearing, there's certain things that I needed you to go through because of the people that I'm sending to you are gonna need somebody to speak to the same levels of pain. It's just like, oh. So instead of me staying in a place of identifying with the pain, right, I can remember who I am through that pain, right? I can remember what that pain felt like and hold space for other people to experience that pain and come back to remembering who they are because of who I am. I am not the pain that happened to me. I am not the stories that I've had to live through. I am not the narratives that other people have placed on me and that I've placed on myself. Right? We are so much more than our name and our role and our wounds. We are energy, gifts, and a being. I want to remember my being so that when pain hits me, I can remember I am love, I am light, I am a healer, I am a warrior. It makes the pain less intense, but it also allows me the authority to transmute it. So when I detach from the pain and I remember who I am, the pain becomes smaller. It doesn't make it any less, but it becomes smaller because I'm now no longer attaching myself to the pain. I'm attaching myself to my being. I am a healer. I am an alchemist. So when pain hits my life, I transmute it. I turn it into something beautiful so that I can hold space for other people to do the same. What would happen if you began stripping the titles, if you began stripping the storyline, if you came back to your main character energy, right? Remembering the divine version of you, that was sent here to experience the highs and the lows and use those highs and lows for something greater, who would you allow yourself to be? What would that truest version of you be like? What would you do in your most rawest and truest form? What would that version of you be like? Nice big inhale and exhale. Sit with that. Journal with that. Find that sacred pause to remember. You deserve to live a beautiful fucking life, bro. You deserve to live in all of the wholeness and abundance that was sent here with you. I now believe that John 10:10 is not just like the scripture that I was sitting on for the year last year or this year. Wow, this has been a very long year. Sorry, I just had like a moment. This has been a very long year. But John 10:10 is life. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. John 10:10 is life. You are here to live an abundant life. And part of that abundance is you walking boldly in your divine being. No, that abundance is you are here to live an abundant life. And how you do that is remembering the divine version of you and sharing your gifts, moving into your calling, allowing the pain to be smaller than the narrative of the soulful narrative of who you truly are. That is the abundance. That is the richness. That is the richness of it all. If this message resonated, if it's stirring something up within you, Release and Rise Coaching is where we can take this work even deeper. It is a 6-week evidence-based soulful coaching experience that is going to help you and hold space for you to release the old, the stories, the disconnect, and rise into the work your soul came here to do and who you were called to be. So registration is now open. The journey begins October 1st. I have a love affair with the month of October. It's so depth and juicy. Tap in. This is going to be a beautiful six-week program. I would never take people any further than I've taken myself. You can't take anybody any further than you've taken yourself. You cannot take anybody any further than you've taken yourself. You cannot take anybody any further than you've taken yourself. So there it is for you to start to begin to remember who you are, your soul's transformation, and how to debunk some of the narratives and titles and roles and stories that you've been holding on to or that have been placed upon you. I love all of you so much for free. Until next time, tune in. Bye.